application?
Case number 12674, George Jefferson Jr. seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed shed. Sections 115.25 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the north side of Overbrook Court and the south side of Cannon Road within Clearbrook Estate Subdivision. The 911 address is 4 Overbrook Court, Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 331, Map 1, Parcel 145. The applicant is seeking a 20-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed shed on a through lot. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Sir, if you could introduce yourself and state your name and place of residence for the record.
My name is George Jefferson, 4 Overbrook Court, Seaford, Delaware.
Mr. Jefferson, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If you would, may present your application.
I'm asking for a variance to put a shed up. It's approximately a 380-foot square foot shed. I want to move it back to the right side of my property. The unique size of this property, one side is 232 feet. The other side is 289 feet. I want to move it back in that right corner, approximately 20 foot off the line instead of the 40 foot. I plan on putting a pool in, a patio, a barbecue area, a hot tub, and with it being where the builder has me now, putting it on the side where the 232 is, it's just not feasible for me. I've got a well in the back corner that's setting back in there. So the odd size of that property is why I want to move my shed closer to that line to give me more length and give me more yard so I can use more yard for grandkids and different things like that we want to do as families. Again, it's approximately 20 foot off of the Cannon Road that will be a total of 39 foot when we move it in instead of the 40 foot off of my line inside my yard because it's eating up most of the yard. I have some pictures or I have some plots here. If you guys have any other questions or...
So this is, you have 2 front yards on this property. Is that what I'm seeing here?
No, I have a front yard where it says 145 in there.
Zoning wise, he has it.
I'm talking about for set purposes of your setbacks. You don't have a rear yard setback, so you're losing the benefit of that because you're building small. If you had a rear yard setback, you'd be able to build within 5 feet of it. But because you don't have that rear yard setback, you're losing that.
I'm using that. I could use that all the way back.
I mean, you lost that benefit to your property because your property is essentially a through lot. You have 2 front yards for setback purposes.
Okay.
I'm just making sure I understand the case correctly.
That's correct. Yeah, he's sort of penalized by having the his neighbor. Well, the other one's kind of an odd-shaped lot, too, just with how you consider what's the side and the rear. But, yeah, because he has frontage on 2 roads, he doesn't have a rear yard, and that gets him in trouble with that accessory building that could go to 5 feet.
Right.
But he can't.
But he can't.
Double front. So what's the distance you think from your property line to the edge of Cannon Road? Do you know?
About 19 feet.
19.
Yes.
And then you're going to be 20 to your property line. So like you said, 39 feet from the road.
Yes. And if you see those Lelands that are in the next yard to the right, they have actually Lelands planted all the way down that road that are going to get that big.
Okay.
They're going to block the road anyway.
Gotcha.
So my shed would be in right around where it says, I think it's 79 up there, in that far. There are other sheds in that development, too, on Cannon Road that look like they're inside or they're outside that 40 foot. They may have gotten variances or whatever, but there are other people in there. There's a swimming pool in there that's closer than 40 foot to the road. We are on the straightest part of the road there too. It's not on a curve. It's it's.
Other questions?
I've got. I'm sorry. I've got HOA, the president and vice president. I've got a letter from those guys that state that they have no issues.
If you would like to hand that forward. Mr. Robertson, do you have any questions?
I do not, thanks. It seems really facts is fairly straightforward.
Any other questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12674? We have one. Would you like to speak? Just in favor. We have one in favor. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12674? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman,
I move that we approve case number 12676 for Mr. Reynolds for the requested variances pending. My apologies. For the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions due to the fact that it has two front yard setbacks. Due to such physical conditions, it cannot be developed within strict conformity of Sussex County Code, and the variance is necessary to afford a reasonable use of the property. Practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12674 has been approved.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good evening. This time, we will call a 5-minute recess. Okay.